No, that's fine. Keep the change. Thanks. All right. Food. Finally. I didn't think that was ever going to get here. Well, working up an appetite aside, I'm pretty sure we were hungry when you got here. Just clear the coffee table so I have somewhere to put this down, please. Thank you. I think there might be beer in the fridge. I know there's Coke in there. Water. There might be milk. Check the expiration date, though. I don't use a lot of milk. Yep. What did we get? No, there's no pineapple on the pizza. Gross. That's so gross. Okay, how many pizzas have we ordered together over the years, and when have I ever let you put pineapple on it? You're never gonna convince me that that is a good thing. No, it's disgusting. Well, no, I didn't ask you when I ordered because I'm not gonna put it on the pizza. Yeah, I can pick it off, but it taints the entire thing. And if we only get it on half, somehow the juice still makes the cheese on the other half taste funky. So, no. You'll just have to live with pineapple-less pizza when you eat pizza with me. I think after all these years, you'd know that. Yeah, it's gross. I'm not gonna say it again. I can't tell you that again. You should just know. You should be able to get there on your own. You're a grown man. You have somewhat common sense somewhere in your head. Although, I don't know, maybe that comes off when you take the suit off, too. Who knows? Just go get the drinks. Seriously. How could you ever want to ruin this with pineapple? Ugh. No. I didn't. Yes, I know how to eat. Where? Here? Okay, well, just get it then. Yeah. Well, I don't want to sit here with pizza sauce on my face. It's kind of messed. And I'm clearly not understanding where you're telling me it is. So just deal with it, okay? All right, I'm holding still. I think you got it. That would have been really gross if you'd had pineapple on your pizza. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. What are you doing? Okay, wait. Stop for a second, okay? Hold on. All right. We need a minute here. Well, first of all, to finish our food. Although, suddenly not as interested in that. Are we gonna talk about what happened before the pizza guy came? Because I think we probably should. just before that happens again, while my brain's still functioning, because it's kind of in a gray area right now, where it might function for a little while longer, but if you do that again, it won't. So, well, I can honestly say in my entire adult life, you've never really made me nervous, but I'm nervous right now, because I don't really know what's going on here. Half an hour ago, you were putting your hands down my top and giving me a really fantastic orgasm, which, thanks for that, by the way. It's great. But now, it's kind of like seeing things in the light of day. I don't know what to do with that. We kind of just blew past it, and then the pizza came, and now what? And then you're kissing me on my couch, and it's weird, but it's not weird, and it should be weird, but it's not. And I'm rambling, and I don't want to ramble. You've never made me ramble before, and I don't know what to do with that either. I know. Well, okay. Yeah, you can do that again. You can kiss down my neck again. That was nice before. Yep. But this time I think I want to touch you. You were behind me last time, and that wasn't really fair. Yeah, I know. I can see you. You're right in front of me. I see you. I've seen you almost every day for the last, well, we won't talk about how many years. Not quite like this. Well, that's not true. There was that one time. I think it was our last year of college. You were drunk. I was the DD, and I remember getting a very weird phone call from one of your stupid buddies or whatever, and coming to some guy's house, and you guys were laying in the front yard, because you were so fucking hammered, you didn't know what day it was, you didn't know your own name, you didn't know whether you were coming or going. I don't know why I'm remembering this right now, but that's what I'm thinking of. So I got you in the car, and I remember threatening you within an inch of your life if you got sick in my car, because I didn't want to have to explain that to my dad. I remember that very distinctly. Yeah, I'm rambling, but just go with it. It's fine. I doubt I'm all that cute when I ramble, but thank you for that. No, you, I took you back to my dorm, and I snuck you in, because we're not supposed to have boys in the dorms, and I made sure you were okay, made sure you didn't, you know, get sick and choke or something overnight, but in the morning, I woke up, and you were kind of leaning over me, because, I mean, those beds were so freaking small, surprised both of us fit. You were leaning over me, and you were just kind of watching me. It was creepy at first, I'm not gonna lie, because creepy, but there was something else. And I remember thinking that that would have been the perfect moment for you to lean down and kiss me. And then I remember being really weirded out that I even had that thought. But I'm pretty sure from the look on your face, you were having the same thought. Because you looked kind of dazed for a second, and then you looked weirded out too. And then you got up and you had to go and deal with the hangover and spent the rest of the day in the bathroom. But there was that moment, and I don't know what made me think of it just now. I think because you're kind of looking at me the same way that you did that morning. It was a long time ago, but not. And I don't know. Sorry. Yeah? Oh. Well, telling me you were watching me sleep is kind of weird and kind of creepy, but I'll let it pass this time. Well, if you wanted to, why didn't you? I totally get that. The friendship is important. And the risk is huge. Kind of running that through my mind right now. Are you hesitating like that now? I guess not. The zipper. Yeah. The jacket. It's a little different this time when you're looking at me head on. It's a little more daunting. There's something about your lips on my neck that just... it makes it hard to think straight, you know? It's nice. It is. But I think we need to take it past nice now. Are you ready for that? I mean, we kind of already leapt past that once tonight. I think it's time we dashed even beyond that. Is that what you want to do? Yeah. Then I think it's time you took off my pants. Yeah, I did just say that. You better do it before I change my mind and get all embarrassed and weirded out, and because I will, and I'll start rambling again, and we don't want... You know, you could have been shutting me up like that for years. Just saying. So, my pants. I can feel your fingers on my thigh. Moving up. Moving inward. Yeah, keep going. Just don't look away while you do it, okay? You're so close. I feel how soft and smooth the skin is there. On the inside of my thighs. Your hands are so warm. And big. Were your hands always this big? It feels like your fingers are gigantic. Which, I'm not gonna lie, is kind of exciting. My pussy lips, yeah, they're wet. You're doing that. That's all you. Yeah, run your finger over them again, gently. Again, just stroke them, just up and down. Oh, that feels good. Do you like that? Yeah, what do you want to do? Really? Well, I'm quivering just from you touching the outside. I can just imagine what it's going to feel like when you go deeper. So please, rub my clit. Push a finger into me. I want to feel it, please. Please. I want to feel your finger inside me. Now. Please. Feels a little one-sided right now. That you're getting to touch me, and I don't get to touch you. I haven't gotten to touch you yet. Please. Oh, I forgot how nice your abs are. Your stomach. Yeah, I've seen them before. I've seen you naked before, remember? Couple times. We've gone swimming at the lake a few times without bathing suits, and we always thought the water was enough to cover us, but I don't know about you, but I peaked. Yeah, you did too. I figured. You seem to know your way around pretty well, so I'm guessing you peeked a few times. Yeah, I liked what I saw. So hard for me already. I don't know how long it's been. I know how long it's been for me, and it's entirely too long, so I'm hoping you're not in the same boat. Oh, fuck. Wow. I don't think the peaking ever prepared me for how big you actually are. Why did I not know this before? Oh, fuck. Yeah, keep doing that. thumb on my clit is perfect. Just the right pressure. Oh, those circles are perfect. Keep sliding your finger in and out of my pussy, that's right. Just like that, and I'll stroke. You're so soft and yet so hard. How does that work? Yeah, it's so good. I don't want to come on your hand. And I certainly don't want you to come in mine. No. That's not what I mean. I want you inside me. I feel like the first time we come together, that's how it needs to be, okay? Oh, fuck. But I'm kind of losing rational thought again, so... Oh, fuck. So I think you better get me on my back and fuck me now, or this isn't gonna last much longer. Because you're kind of getting bigger in my hand. And I think you're getting to that point, too. So what do you say? Do you wanna finally cross that point of no return and just fuck me senseless? Please. Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Okay. Yeah, get this off. I feel very clumsy right now. No. There. Okay. Well, yeah, the peeking definitely didn't prepare me for that. I don't know why I'm whispering. I don't. I feel like I could be shouting from the rooftops right now and it wouldn't matter, but I feel like it's a secret or something. I don't know. I don't have rational thought. Just get on top of me, okay? Hold on. Oh fuck, I can feel you. Oh fuck. Yeah, rub it against me. Oh, rub that cock against my pussy. I can feel it. But hold on. Do you have anything? Like, you know, condom or anything? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you're so hard and so hot. Wow. It's like you're on fire against me. Rub it on my clit. Yeah. Oh, it feels so good. But seriously, though, do you have something? Shit, I don't either. Okay. How are we gonna do this? You know what? Fuck it. Just fuck me, okay? I know the kisses are getting sloppier. We're not exactly being careful right now. Okay. No. Put it in. I'm ready. Yes. You're a lot bigger than I thought. Wow. Oh my god. Wow. Fuck me. Just pound into me. No. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, fuck me. Just fuck me. Yes. Oh, yes. Deeper. Oh, yes, like that. Oh, I can feel every inch of you. Fuck.
Ah, yes, bend my hands in my hand. That's right. Yes, please, please, please. Oh, bend me down. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. You know you've wanted to. Oh, yeah. For how long? Oh, fuck, that long. Why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you tell me? You could have been doing this to me a lot longer. Oh, fuck, yes, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. No. Oh, come. I want to come. I can feel you getting bigger inside me. I can feel it. I know. I know you're close. I can feel it. I can see it on your face. Don't hold back, okay? Please. Please, fuck me. Fuck me. Show me how much you've wanted me. Show me how much you've wanted this. Because you know what? I'm pretty sure you can do this to me anytime you want. Going forward, anytime you want. Yes, after this, I'm all yours. All yours. Just fuck me. Fuck me. Come. Come in me. I want you to come inside me. I want to feel it, please. Yes, now come with me. Come with me.
Yep, I'm all right. How are you? Are you okay? You look a little dazed. No, you're not heavy. Don't you dare move. Just don't move. Don't move. Just stay there for a minute, okay? Well, I think that makes up for not letting you have pineapple on the pizza. What do you think? What? Yeah. I'm pretty sure that wouldn't have happened if you hadn't taken off the suit.